Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, family. My name is Sister Shelley. I'm so honored to be with you and so grateful you could join. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will all explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we invite you into this 15-minute power message and pray that you'll get all of the glory. We ask that you open the hearts and minds of each of the listeners. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say amen. Well, today I'm going to talk about the street love basics Jesus wants us all to exhibit in our daily walk. The title of today's message is Street Love 101. Well, what is street love? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's you and I representing God wherever our feet land. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 15, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So wherever your feet goes, you are considered beautiful, because on your job, you speak peace. You aren't murmuring and complaining, criticizing your boss, talking about the company, or participating in corrupt communication. When you walk in the grocery store, you bring a smile and you hold the door of glad tidings to others. When you shop at the Walmart, you pay the groceries of good things for a stranger. At the barbershop or the hairdresser, you speak highly of your barber or hairdresser and you give them a nice tip. In your home, you remind those who you see daily that you're glad they're in your life. This, my brother, this, my sister, is street love. Street love is really about your love walk. And your love walk is God's love in you shining brightly so everyone, your feet go. They'll see that light shining brightly. Now, do you all remember the chant that they would say at a football or a basketball game? Well, I'm going to change it up for this message, and you can say it along with me. People want to know who we are, who we are, where we come from. We are street love, we are street love, the mighty, mighty street love. The mighty, mighty street love. Hallelujah. Well, that's all I got. And now you're going to be singing it all week, right? Amen. Well, let's go to our street love Bible story. We're going to the book of Luke, chapter 10, to give you a backdrop for this story. The backdrop for this story is that Jesus is speaking, and this lawyer asked him a question. He says, how is it that we can inherit eternal life? How do we do this? And Jesus responds in Luke 10:27 as follows. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And then the lawyer says, well, who's my neighbor? And this is where we go to the street love walk of shame example. So we're going to be breaking this Bible story into street love walk of shame, and then we're going to talk about the street love walk of fame. So we're going to the parable of Jesus. We're still here in the book of Luke, and I'm going to be reading verses 30 through 32. And it reads as follows. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among some thieves, which stripped him of his clothes or raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and passed by on the other side. So what do we have here? This is where we go to the street love situation and refer to this as the walk of shame, because the Levite are considered in the walk of shame because they ignored their neighbor in need. They didn't offer water. They didn't offer prayer. They just walked on to the other side. So point number one I want you to take from this is people don't know who their neighbor is. Well, your neighbor is not just the person next door to you. It's everyone you come in contact with. Amen. Point number two, the priest, the Levite, and the stranger were all of different backgrounds. God doesn't want us focusing on how people look or their nationality. Point number three, don't overlook when you see someone in need when you can help. Proverbs 3:27 says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Now let's talk about the street love walk of fame. We're going to the same parable, Luke 10, but now I'm going to be reading verses 33 through 37. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, the stranger, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. What did he have? He had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, which is his horse, and brought him to the Street Love Motel, I'm joking, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and he gave this to the Street Love manager at the hotel, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay you. Now, which one of these do you think was a neighbor unto him that fell upon the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. So in the wall of fame, or the walk of fame, we have the Samaritan who didn't ignore his neighbor. He stopped, attended to his wounds, gave him a place to lay his head, and receive healing. So point number one is, who is the neighbor? You are the neighbor. You are the one with the beautiful feet. Point number two, Jesus says, go and do likewise. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Point number three, in Hebrews 13:2, in the NIV, it says, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. So now the Samaritan can preach the gospel to the stranger, his neighbor. Why? Because he presented street love to his neighbor, opening up a door of utterance by giving both time and money. Now, this segues into my street love testimony. When I was praying on what type of ministry God wanted me to have, I decided to just read about Jesus's 3-year journey. Go back to the Bible, right? Jesus didn't start his ministry writing a book and promoting himself. Instead, he went to the streets and started laying hands on the sick, praying for widows and the fatherless, feeding the needy. I heard in my spirit, take it to the streets. And I asked him to show me this in the scripture, and he sent me to 2 Samuel 9:3. And it says, is there yet anyone left in the household of Detroit, Ecorse, River Rouge, Chicago, Texas? You get it, that I can go show the compassion of the Lord to. Well, I was nervous, because I thought he wanted me to get a microphone and go on street corners and scream, you know, repent ye, you need to receive Jesus. And that's just not me, right? So, of course, I went back in prayer. And again, I heard, take it to the streets. But this time I heard my bishop at Word of Faith in Southfield, Michigan, in my spirit, reminding me from one of his messages that people don't know you care about them until you spend both time and money on them. This gave me my assignment. When we were gone, the people who attended would associate the love, the prayers, and the lunches they received from that church. We'd be feeding them both physically and spiritually. So street love came out of showing compassion, just like the Samaritan did, just as Jesus did and instructed us to go and do thou likewise. The street love action item for you this week, and in conclusion, when you step out with your beautiful feet, slow down and notice your neighbor. Look for ways to show compassion to them. Amen. Well, street love family, I hope you were encouraged and that this message was a blessing to you. But we can't end without giving you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. salvation is found in Romans 10 and 9. And it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready to receive Jesus? Just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe Jesus died just for me. I believe Jesus was buried just for me. I believe Jesus rose just for me. And I believe right now I am saved. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are angels giving glory right now just for what you did. Hallelujah. And I have a free gift for you. If you would like to receive it, just log on at freeprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know you received Jesus today, and I'll send out that free gift. Amen. For our announcements, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. They may not go to church, but they might be willing to take out 15 minutes and hear the word of God. Amen. If you'd like to contact me or donate, you can do that at freeluncheonprayer.org. Now let's go out and close out in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words of hope, love, and encouragement. I pray, Father, that you received all of the glory due your name. Now we pray for the listeners. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, I love you. I pray you'll have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. And remember, street love begins with you.